SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A ceasefire and hostage release deal remains elusive as the war in Gaza rages on. The BBC's Hugo Bashega says Hamas has rejected the latest Israeli proposal.
Hamas is saying that there is nothing new in this proposal, that the offer on the table doesn't meet their demands. And essentially they have three main demands. They want a permanent ceasefire, in other words, the end of the war. They want all Israeli troops out of Gaza, and they also want displaced residents to be allowed to return to northern Gaza.
Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu is standing firm in his pledge to take the offensive to Rafah, the last major Hamas stronghold. In the Prime Minister's words, it will happen, there is a date. After his previous scheme was slapped down by the Supreme Court, President Biden is trying again to transfer student debt from those who took out the loans to those who did not. Our White House correspondent Greg Clugston is in Milwaukee.
During a visit here in the battleground state of Wisconsin, the president outlined a plan that he said would offer life-changing relief to college graduates. It's part of his administration's effort to move past the Supreme Court decision that stopped its first student loan forgiveness plan. Republicans complain that the debt forgiveness unfairly puts the burden of college tuition onto taxpayers who didn't take out loans. Greg Clugston, Milwaukee.
Also at SRNNews.com, jury selection due to begin next week in the so-called hush money trial of former President Trump, a New York appeals court rejecting Mr. Trump's bid to delay the start of the trial. The UConn Huskies are men's NCAA college basketball champs again, defeating Purdue 75-60 in last night's title game in Glendale, Arizona. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 10 points, NASDAQ futures up 26. This is SRN News. A pair of scientists takes on transgenderism.
Dr. Alex Byrne of MIT and Dr. Carol Hooven of Harvard have penned an editorial for the New York Times in which they condemn the use of the term sex assigned at birth. The two academics say that phrase, quote, creates doubt about a biological fact when there shouldn't be any. This is not progress. It is worth pointing out that Byrne and Hooven are not opposed to transgenderism, but argue that the language being used by some activists is anti-science. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Vatican has declared that sex change operations and surrogacy are grave violations of human dignity. A new document from the Doctrine Office puts them on par with abortion and euthanasia, as practices that the Catholic Church believes violate God's plan for human life. The Vatican also flat-out rejects so-called gender theory, or the idea that one's gender can be changed. It says God created man and woman as biologically different, separate beings. SRN News. Tesla settles a lawsuit brought by the family of a Silicon Valley engineer.
That man died in a crash while relying on the company's semi-autonomous driving software. The size of the settlement was not disclosed in court documents filed Monday, just a day before the trial stemming from the 2018 crash on a San Francisco Bay Area highway was scheduled to begin. The family of Walter Huang filed a negligence and wrongful lawsuit in 2019 seeking to hold Tesla and, by extension, its CEO Elon Musk liable for repeatedly exaggerating the capabilities of Tesla's self-driving car technology. Evidence indicated that Wong was playing a video game when he crashed into a highway barrier. Keith Peters reporting.
The Biden administration has announced a $6.6 billion program, one that's aimed at ensuring that leading-edge microchips are built here in the U.S. More details at SRNNews.com.